We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hello, SEO 101 listeners. Webmasterradio.fm introduces over 101 reasons to love your smartphone even more. Introducing the Webmasterradio.fm mobile app, now available in the iTunes Store or on Google Play. Listen to SEO 101 live every Monday or download thousands of past episodes or download shows like SEO Rockstars, Search Pulse, The Daily Search Cast, and more. Download the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app for iTunes and Google Play now.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host, which can't be here today, is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. I miss John today. You know he's got a busy schedule, so I'm assuming he got stuck in a meeting, but I didn't want to hold back another show where we tend to get behind, and well, you guys don't deserve that. So today I'm soloing it, and hope you don't mind hearing my voice so much. but to start with, I wanted to share a couple things. As many of you know, we do a lot of audits at Stepforth, and when we do an audit, it's because a website is generally got a lot of history. So if a website's been out for a while, we want to look and determine what it is that could be causing any problems. When we're doing these audits, we're looking at everything on site, so the various code that makes up a page and what that code may be doing to negate rankings or at least just cause some problems. Some of the most common issues we find are revisit after tags being in there. Useless meta tags is what we call them, although we try not to call them that on the reports. It does sneak in there occasionally. Just really old, antiquated tags that have no purpose. One of the most common offenders being the keyword meta tag. Many people think that's still very beneficial, but it's not. It's if anything, it's just there as a great signal to Google that it's something that a site's out of date or that the content could be spam. So they're just looking at it for spam, essentially, is what I'm getting at. Now, other elements on the page are the navigation. How does a search engine navigate a site? And in this case, they generally just follow the links. And if there are too many links, and there's no structure to the links, at least no thematic structure, is what we like to call it, or siloed structure, then it can get a bit overwhelming in terms of trying to determine what the site is about in all the different sections and different pages. So I want to sort of lead with that, but also mention, because I'm going to actually go into a couple site reviews today, figured what the heck, I've been doing a lot of audits lately, so why not do some live. But the first thing is about a ban. I've got a lot of people asking me whether or not their site is banned. And, you know, the easiest way to tell is to do a site colon search. So type in S-I-T-E, then the colon within Google search, no spaces, www.yourwebsite.com. So you just type in your website address. And if you see that Google has pages showing up there, that they've actually got some pages indexed, then you're not, your site is not banned. The ban is a total removal of your website from Google's index. Now, have you been penalized? Or is there anything particularly wrong? Well, in general, you'll find the answer to that by looking at your Google Webmaster Tools. And if you haven't already set that up, you need to do that very soon. Now. But what you do is you go into the Google Webmaster Tools, and you can look in there and look for any notices. It's one of the first things you see is messages. It'll say zero or nothing, hopefully. But if you do see a message, it could be that Google isn't warning you that you have unnatural links pointing to your website, or perhaps there's been issues spidering your website. It could be a whole number of things. And really, that can be the smoking gun right there. You can determine very quickly what's wrong with your website, which is why having your Google Webmaster Tools account is extremely important. Now, let's say you see nothing, but you have seen a substantial drop in rankings across the board. What that often means, again, we can't deal in absolutes here, but often that means that there has been a filter applied to your content because Google Google's algorithm has found some reason that it doesn't offer quality. Now, that's a loaded, what is the quality? Maybe a bit of a loaded question, but the point of the matter is, you could have anything from over-optimization of the website. There's too many uses of the keywords. It feels unnatural when you read it. That's a good way of testing. Perhaps there are too many links in the sense that every page has over 100, 200 links on it. It just seems as though you are trying to get a ranking versus just making a great site that's useful to Google's users. So it is very important that you do consider all of these options when you're considering whether or not you're actually banned. Because a ban is very different. You know, if you do have a serious issue like that, well, you're up in the creek. But it can be occasionally remedied. And, if you do find yourself in a banned situation, do let us know. And John and I would love to help you out if you don't mind a bit of discussion on the air. Or if you wish, you can contact me directly, and I'll do my best to help as well. And that's ross@stepforth.com. Unfortunately, it's not a great thing to be in a position of because it doesn't have the highest chance of success getting out of a ban. But if you have unnatural links, there's a better chance of getting out of that, and a much better chance, I should say. And if you have an algorithmic filter, that's the next sort of step down in terms of intensity, then that's even easier to get out of. That's really just a matter of cleaning up your site, and an audit is a great way of doing that. They can, an SEO can find out what's wrong, give you a full list, a checklist to go through with your webmaster to clean up your site. Now, one of the websites I wanted to talk to you about today is one of the first person who posted their site on our Google Plus community page. We have a section called Website Reviews, and it's mobile10.in. Now, it's a website devoted to mobile phones and all of the news and breaking news and all that such around it. .in, meaning it's in India, assuming that's the purpose of that. I'm not sure if you can get .ins without being in India, but I always consider that possibility. In any case, I'm going to give you a couple points here, and then we're going to jump to break, and then I'll come back and do some more. But the first thing that I see here is a website that's okay in terms of attractiveness, in terms of, I look at it, I'm like, okay, I know what the site's about. I'm a little puzzled why all of the mobile phones are all squished. They're not fitting within the latest mobiles, which is a scrolling feed of pictures. After that, immediately I see news. The first one is the shocking demographics of cell phone use. which has a link to it, which essentially just lists an infographic and text that just says cell phone infographic. First of all, that's not enough. I mean, there should be more text there describing what it's about, maybe just a simple two-paragraph description, just giving some of the high points of the infographic. Because remember, the search engines can't read what the infographic says. And if you really want this page or post to have any ranking capability, you want to make sure that there's a certain amount of content within it. The next part is iPhone 6 release dates and specifications. And what I see below that is a ton of tags. iPhone, iPhone 6, iPhone 6 concept, iPhone 6 features, iPhone 6 India, on and on and on and on and on. You want to stick to if you're going to use tags to allow search engines to find particular pieces of content, it's best to use a structured tag set. So you're not constantly creating new ones. You want to stick to a set that you've already specified beforehand, kind of like a table of contents that you've created for a book. You want to make sure that that is always the table of contents you've used. And if you do want to add a new one, you do so very carefully. Now, I want to get into one element, which is about navigation, but the first thing we want to do now is take a quick break, and when we get back, I'll jump right into that, and I think you'll find it very interesting.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Why do over 15,000 small businesses love working with Infusionsoft? Because we believe in people and their dreams. We empower entrepreneurs, and our groundbreaking tools help small businesses grow and thrive. We listen. We care. We serve our customers, and we do what we say we'll do. We're always trying to find new ways to innovate and to improve our all-in-one sales and marketing platform. Most of all, from email to e-commerce, we help small businesses like yours succeed. Go to infusionsoft.com/radio to watch a free product demo. That's infusionsoft.com/radio.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use certifiedknowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Ever wondered how you could have access to your own SEO expert, paid search specialist, or social media wizard? Looking for help with your affiliate, display media, or email marketing? Look no further than the folks at Fang Digital Marketing. Fang Digital specializes in both paid and organic search, social media, display, and mobile advertising solutions, and is staffed by industry veterans from Google, Yahoo, and one of the industry's most influential PPC experts. Fang Digital's award-winning staff stays on top of the latest digital trends and offer tailored solutions so they can audit your progress and build a roadmap to your success. Learn more about their expanding range of full-service strategic marketing solutions at fangdigital.com. That's FANGdigital.com.
WebmasterRadio.fm presents Search Kingdom. We explore the world of search marketing, give in-depth analysis inside the important industry headlines, and interview with the most important industry thought leaders. Search Kingdom, on demand inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class. Take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. Hosted by Ross Dunn. About to say John Carcutt, but he can't make it today. So myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforce Web Marketing. Now, today I'm in lieu of not having John on my side here, I am doing some site reviews. And the one we're doing right now is Mobile 10. That's mobile10.in. Now, the site is all about cell phones, and I just finished sort of going through a couple of the posts that I see first thing when I'm on the site. what I left on was about text. Now, when you're dealing with a mobile site, I kind of wish John was here for this because he always explains this better than I do, but when you're dealing with WordPress, let's say, you have an option of having various ways for content to be categorized. There's the categories. There's tags. There's date archives. And I'm sure I'm missing something else. Oh, there's also, of course, the main avenue of reaching content, which is just going back in time, just using the pagination on the bottom of the page, on the bottom of the home page, I should say, if you have that intact. Now, that's a lot of different ways to find the same content. And although there is no, technically no harm in having all the different ways open to the search engines, as long as, you know, I should say, I preface that you need to make sure that you only have snippets on any kind of preview page. So, for example, when you go to a home page, you see of a blog, you see all the posts, so say six posts that are the most recent, and you see maybe a paragraph describing, or maybe the beginning paragraph of that particular post, and then it says read more. That's what you want, because when you click on read more, you go to a single URL within the website, single being key here. Only one page within the entire website that is dedicated to that content. It's the only page that has the entire article on it. Now, that is so key, and it's often mistaken. Many, 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 many people don't do this, but it's absolutely critical, because think of it this way. If you didn't do that, if you didn't have some kind of a snippet functionality, the entire article or post, I should say, would appear in every single way of finding that content. It would show up in the archives. It would show up under every tag that it's listed in. It would show up under the categories it's listed in. It just gets overwhelming how many different versions of that particular page there is, and that is the kiss of death. You do not want that duplication that you would feel from Google, like the impact on your rankings would be high. So always make sure you're using snippets. Now, even that said, what I was getting to it before, you want to make sure that you do minimize the different ways Google can get to that content. Not because it will technically improve your rankings directly, but what it will do is improve Google's indexing of your website, the actual efficiency of it. And if Google has a more efficient time indexing the site, it's going to index more of it. Okay, we're guessing here. I mean, again, no absolutes, but technically that's what could happen, because you're giving them less pages, you're making it extremely streamlined for them to index, and that's good for everyone. Now, to do this, you would generally either disable particular types of content options. Like, let's say you don't want any kind of date archive or calendar archive, you would literally disable that. And there are plugins that allow you to do that. I haven't done it in so long, I can't remember whether or not it's as simple as just turning it off within WordPress. It probably is. seems actually silly that I don't remember that. But anyways, if you are working on this and you need to, let's say, also disable tags, you can do the same thing. What you disable is sort of the trick. Now, what is it? Like in this case, we've got a site that it deals with news on cell phones, which I would judge, because of technology, is date sensitive. So the first thing is I would not remove the archives, the date archives. That's important. People want to look back in time, they can. If you decide that's not the case, that's fine. It's your site. But right off the bat, that's what I would think. Now, we've got a lot of different tags. Tags are, in my opinion, the most troublesome, because there are too many ways for people to create duplication. There's just, all of a sudden, there's 1,000 to 10,000 different routes to find the same piece of content for Google. Sure, they always end up with one page that is the full article, but on the way to that, they could have found numerous different ways, and they get essentially pulled down all these stray paths that all lead to the same place. Very time-consuming, and the chances of all of your pages being indexed are extremely low, at least in the short term. And certainly, if they index all of them long-term, they aren't going to be revisiting every single one of them on a regular basis. Again, we're talking weekly or even daily. These are things that may be indexed once a month. You don't want that. You want something that's going to be fresh. and something that's easier for them to index in case you make a change to an article or whatever it may be. So, my personal preference, and again, John may have another feeling, impression about this, but he's not here, so, is to block tags. Or, again, if you want to keep them, make sure you stick to a set amount of them. Only have, let's say, 20 that you use on any single post, or in any blog. And ensure that on each post, you know, use no more than two. Again, it becomes exponential how many times that content can be found the more tags you add. Categories are key. In many cases, that's the best way. Now, why is that? Well, once we talk about this, we're getting into silos. Now, we've discussed silos in the past. Silos are essentially, let's think of it this way. You go to a website, in this case, Mobile 10. You want to find information on the latest BlackBerry. So, let's assume that you've got a section devoted to the BlackBerry line of phones. What you would want to do is, instead of having a drop-down with every link to BlackBerry, all the different phones on the homepage, you would want to have a link just to BlackBerry phones. As soon as you click through to the BlackBerry phones section of the website, there, it is nothing but BlackBerry. Everything on that page is about the BlackBerry phone and all their different models. It is extremely thematic. When the search engine gets to that section, it is has no doubt what this section is about. There's no other links to iPhones. I mean, if there is, there's just one in the navigation. But there is not a link to all the different types of iPhones on every link. So what I'm getting at is, if you have a navigation that lists all the separate phones and the separate content that's not relevant to the page, and it's on every single page because it's your main navigation, you're wasting a lot of relevance. You're watering down the relevance of the page. That's why I love using silos, and why I think it's a very smart way to optimize a site. Now, looking at Mobile 10, I see under applications Android apps, top Android apps and PC software. Next one, mobile games, Android games, Symbian, Java, PC games. Not so bad so far. Themes, there's still only three there, two under wallpapers, four under movies. Now, under latest phones, we get into some of the models, like I say BlackBerry. So let's click on BlackBerry and see how they did. Okay, pretty good. Very relevant. It seems to have a lot of news on BlackBerry. Well, I shouldn't say a lot. There's two right now. But it is relevant to the BlackBerry. Now, that's only the posts. If I look on the right side, though, I see latest news. And none of that news is BlackBerry-related. It's BlackBerry-related. It's all just pretty much random stuff coming in through their, I believe, a feed of some kind. I can't figure out what it's from, though. Oh, it looks like it's just a feed from their site. But again, they're talking about Android, they're talking about everything. So this site, this page on BlackBerry is being totally, well, it's being saturated with incorrect, irrelevant information. As well, when I look up at the main navigation, all of those other links are still there. It would be more ideal if I went to that section, and then I could just click on the latest phones and go to that section where all the latest phones are. Or I would be able to directly click on Apple and go to that section, and it's only about Apple. So technically, you wouldn't have to change this navigation because it's fairly minimal. If, and only if, when you get to those sections, they're hyper-relevant, and there's a good reason to have them there. In this case, there's only two articles about BlackBerry. I'm beginning to wonder whether there's even a point in having this page. It's certainly not giving any benefit to the site because there's only two articles and everything around it is BlackBerry irrelevant. All right, I think I need a break here before I start to get even more confused. I tend to get ahead of myself. So let's take a quick break. When we get back, I'll jump to a couple closing notes on Mobile 10.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
There are many things we would love to catch. Catching the final out of a baseball game.
And that's the ball game.
Reeling that big catch of the day. Or catching a ride home.
Taxi!
How about catching more attention, like the biggest retail brands on earth? Introducing Catchy.com, where they sell short branded attractive.com domain names. Use a short and catchy brand, just like Sony, Visa, and Nike for your next business venture. You can even rent to own for as low as $100 a month. Catch a big break for your business with Catchy.com.
Guys, are you suffering from FD, fulfillment dysfunction? Let MoldingBox.com's online portal system for inventory, tracking, and returns perform for you. We have the enormous tools you need for complete warehousing, shipping, and handling of all your packages, no matter the size or shape, directly to your customers. MoldingBox.com can also fulfill all your nourishing, nutraceutical, and smooth skincare product desires, including green coffee and Garcinia, on demand. Plus, let our in-house printing and CD-DVD manufacturing help you enlarge and maximize your coaching and business opportunity potential. We do everything. Fulfillment, shipping, tracking, inside and out, and all in one place. MoldingBox.com. It's shipping made sexy.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Life tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. On demand anytime inside the Entertainment Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. Hosted by myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc., and usually John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. Okay, so I'm doing a review of mobile10.in, and what I've got here is a website that is trying, and I think that there's a lot of room for improvement, though, and the main thing is relevancy. Wherever I go on this site, during the break I was looking through, and I can see a lot of irrelevancy within the different sections. Even if I go to mobile games, Android, well, okay, there's a few posts here, that's good, and they are relevant, but on the right side, once again, is that feed of not-so-relevant information. It's just their news feed. That is watering down their page. Remove that. First thing you do is remove that. Next, when I look at the title, I look at a title that says Mobile 10, Movies, Games, Ringtones, Free GPRS Tricks, Wallpapers, Android Games. Wow. That is, again, irrelevant. The title tag has to be relevant to the page. Now, that should start with Android Games. Very simple. Mobile Games by offered through the Android operating system, Mobile 10. Yeah, something very simple. And when a person sees that within a search result, it's going to be obvious what it's about, and they're going to go to it, and they're going to be satisfied because the page is 100% relevant to that. I see that everywhere throughout the site. So, a couple major fixes for you. Relevance, increase it dramatically. Even the latest mobiles you could have streaming across the page should only be Android phones if you're within the Android section. Gets more technical, I realize that, but there's benefit there, and this stuff is work, but you can't get anywhere without a little bit of work here. And titles, let's see in the code here. How is it looking? It's a bit busy. I see a meta tags. You're using the meta keyword tag. The keyword tag is oversaturated. It should never even be used, but it's oversaturated. I'm also noticing that a lot of repetition, because you've used the title for RSS and Atom feeds. Essentially, these are our syndication feeds. All say Mobile 10, movies, games, ringtones, free GPRS tricks, wallpapers, Atom, wallpapers, RSS, all these things. It's just constant, constant, constant. I see a lot of content here that should probably be removed in terms of code, or at least consolidated. I'm going to guess now. I'm going to try something right now. I'm going to try a Google speed test on this page. Now, this is something all of you guys should do. Just type in Google speed test on Google, and you will find the page very quickly. And when you run it, it will give you some idea of what Google thinks is the friendliness of the site for mobile and desktop browsers. For mobile, it ranked 75 out of 100, which is, I'm doing a lot of audits these days, so it's not so bad. Desktop, 83 out of 100, again, not so bad. However, there is room for improvement. And I would say that there's the biggest fix is some of the minifying of HTML, and that's something I was mentioning. You can consolidate some of the HTML. You can also improve and clean up your CSS. We all get pretty bad with that. If you're doing any kind of design, it tends to be that the style sheets get a little bit crammed, a little bit disorderly, and they bloat. And that bloat, it does add up in terms of download time. So keep that in mind. But I stand corrected. I expected a lot worse here in terms of the speeds. So that's something to consider. Good job. I see a lot of social networks here. Oddly, when I highlight over them, they are adf.ly/ and a number, and then the URL. It seems to me like you're tracking these links, which isn't, tracking's not a big deal, but I do suggest not tracking if you want Google to find those profiles and connect the dots. I kind of see, not a lot of harm here, but I wouldn't necessarily have that done. I scrolled down the page and noticed you've got the pagination for each section. I would block that. You want Google to at least block, I shouldn't say for each section. The section's fine. If you want them just to find Android content, let's say we're in this games for Android area, leave the pagination in the footer because that pagination is devoted to Android. That's fine. That's hyper-relevant. So discount what I just said. But on the home page, I also noticed that you have pagination. That is definitely where you want to block it, because that way Google is going through and it's going to be finding, well, first of all, it has to go through all those, which is a very, very inefficient indexing process. But also, going through that pagination, it's going to find all these different pages full of a combined set of, just a total jumble of information about cell phones. You would rather, in the indexing of your site, have Google find it thematically. So, I was hoping to get to another one, but I talked too much. I hope you guys found this valuable. It's been a while since I've done a live review, and especially, I think it's the first time I've ever done it live by myself. But I hope that was of some benefit. And, please do drop your websites into the list there. I think we're going to start doing this more often. I enjoy it, and I know it's even more fun when I got John on the phone on the line here too. So hopefully we'll do this next time. So if you have any questions you'd like to share with us, please feel free to post them on our Google Plus community page, easily found by searching SEO101 on Google Plus. You can also email me via ross@stepforth.com. That's STEPFORTH.com. And have a great week, everyone. I know everyone's rushing to get everything done before the holidays, so I know it's a bit stressful, but it's coming. It's coming. We're going to be able to relax. Well, hang out with family, so whatever that may be. Anyway, have a great week, everyone. Remember, we air at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, every Monday on webmasterradio.fm. Cheers.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.